Welcome back into the show. Dominic Jimenez here. And, you know, I have had the privilege to interview so many of the greatest bowlers, both currently on tour, from tours past, people who are bowling part-time. I've had the distinct pleasure to speak with so many different greats, and I'm very excited to welcome in my next guest, who is one of the most accomplished bowlers of all time, and I have not yet had the pleasure to speak with him, so I would now like to welcome Parker Bone III onto the show here, heard coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Parker is a PBA and United States Bowling Congress Hall of Famer, 35 career titles, which is fifth all-time, 10 more on the PBA 50 Tour, two-time PBA Player of the Year, and he's also won PBA 50 Player of the Year. But Parker, in addition to his career, is also here to chat about the League Bowler Certification Program, in which he is a member of the advisory board for it. So, Parker, let's start there. Welcome to the show. Tell me a little bit more about what the League Bowler Certification Program is and how you got involved and are on the advisory board for it.
Well, that's basically the bowlers that bowl in, for starters, all of the Bolero centers that are around the country, but it's going to eventually turn into as many bowling centers as want to become part of it. And what that is, everybody knows about USBC and sanctioning, and you know, you get a qualified average that allows you to go participate in certain tournaments that are anywhere outside of your immediate area. And this year, this League Bowler Certification is going to have a lot of the merit along those same lines. It's really good. There's a great group of people behind it that are really trying to, let's say, take it off the ground and make it exactly the way that it should be, and it's all about the bowlers.
All right, so more or less is just another way to engage the regular league bowlers and kind of bring them together for special events, like you mentioned, kind of like the 2023 League Bowler Certification National Championship, right?
Exactly. You know, they're going to have averages that they're going to acquire in all these centers all around the country, and, you know, let's face it, almost all of these bowlers are going to be sanctioned bowlers through USBC, but this gives you another opportunity, gives you another choice, and by all means, you can be part of both. And you'll have a certified average that you'll be able to go to these league bowling certification areas and actually participate in any kind of activity that they have going on.
Now, as a member of the advisory board, how difficult of a thing has this been to really get off the help get off the ground? Because I hear you talk about it, and I think in my head, that's a lot of bowlers and a lot of bowling alleys to try to coordinate and get on board. So how has the process been for you as part of the advisory board to get this off the ground?
Well, we've had, obviously, meetings behind the scenes that there's an advisory committee that we're part of there. There's about 15 of us all together that put in our 2 cents. Well, let's face it, some of us can put in a dollar or two, but we put in our 2 cents, and we're trying to do the best thing that we feel will be totally enhanceable for all the bowlers that are going to bowl and participate. Because at the end of the day, let's face it, it is a sport, but it's a very fun sport or activity if you want to look at it the way some people do. And you want to go out there and enjoy yourself and be entertained. And by all means, bowling certainly encompasses each and every one of those certain aspects.
Now, Parker, you're no stranger to kind of giving back to the sport and trying to promote the sport. I look at some of the accomplishments you have achieved over your career. You're a four-time winner of the Steve Nagy Sportsmanship Award, Dick Weber Bowling Ambassador Award, the Tony Reyes Community Service Award, and the Parker Bone III Scholarship Tournament has been going on since 1999 that you founded. What is it about giving back to the community and promoting the sport of bowling that calls to you so much that you want to be such an active participant in growing it, as you have been over the last 30-plus years?
Well, I got to be quite honest. You know, I'm never going to forget my roots, you know, where everything started for me. I still bowl practice in the same center that I grew up in to this day. I don't live that far. I live about 15 or 20 minutes away, and I go down there almost daily when I'm home. And it may not be to bowl all the time, but to be part or walk through the center. And, you know, when you walk in through there and you see a 5-, 6-, 7-year-old kid, sometimes smaller than that or younger than that, that's bowling for the first or second time, and it's in the gutter, in the gutter. Well, let me tell you something. There's nothing better than showing them a way to keep that ball on the lane. And sometimes knocking down one pin can be the ultimate smile on someone's face. And if they eventually get them all down, well, now you got them over the top and you've won them, hooked them up for life.
We're speaking with the Hall of Famer, Parker Bone III, talking a little about the League Bowler Certification Program and a little bit about his career now. And you're not just all about giving back, Parker. You're an extremely successful bowler in your own right. You've been bowling professionally for 40 years. One of just 34 nationally televised 300 games. What is that feeling like? Because, you know, to be part of something that's only happened a handful of times, quite similar to a perfect game in baseball where there's just only so many guys who have accomplished it. What was that moment like knowing you're one of 34 people to do something on television?
It was over the top. You know, I've fortunately, and I'm knocking on wood when I say this, I've had plenty of perfect games in my lifetime. But when you're standing tall right then and there on the TV show, you know, the match itself, let's face it, at least in that circumstance, the match was totally under wraps. I knew I had won the game. But now you find yourself getting up in a tenth and you throw the first strike and then you throw the second strike. And now at that moment in time, because I was actually the 12th perfect game on TV, at that moment in time, if you throw this strike here, you are going to accomplish something that probably 5% of the individuals that bowl in our sport only actually achieve. So I knew I had plenty of fan base behind me. I know the people that were there. When I did mine, it was in the National Bowling Stadium. So there were probably about 1,000 viewerships that were live right there. And, well, I'll just say it this way. The roof was coming off the place, and when they all fell down for the last one, I felt like I could have jumped from the approach, which was three stories tall, and touched the ceiling.
We're speaking with a couple more questions for Parker Bone III. You were also ranked number 10 in the PBA's 2008 list of the 50 greatest players of the last 50 years. Obviously, you can see the success as you're bowling, but now that you're no longer bowling regularly on the regular PBA tour, you've kind of had a chance to look back at your career and kind of the legacy that you've built. What are some thoughts that cross your mind when you see, you know, number 10 on the greatest 50 players of the last 50 years? When I say 35 wins all time, which is fourth all time, what are some of those accomplishments mean to you now looking back at your career?
Well, each time you have the opportunity to stand on a TV show, you know that you are one of a select group of players that's going to walk away victorious today. And it doesn't matter where you qualify for the show. Obviously, the odds are a little bit more in your favor if you're the leader, but you are trying to go out there and achieve success, which ultimately success down the road can certainly turn into greatness. You know, my dream when I first came out on tour was to win a PBA tour title. That's all I wanted to accomplish before I was said and done. And I can look at it now and go 35 titles later, a couple-time PBA Player of the Year, a couple of majors along the way. It's overwhelming when I sit there and look at it. It's actually pretty cool.
It definitely is. And you mentioned the kind of the story of walking in and seeing a kid bowling for maybe the first or second time. As a parent, how excited are you and how proud of you to see that all three of your kids have not only taken to the sport of bowling, they very easily could have been like, oh, my dad does it, I don't want to do that. But not only have they all three of them taken to it, they all have thrived pretty well in the early going. So what is that like for you as a parent, seeing your kids thrive and succeed at the sport that you have also have such a passion for?
Words probably don't do it justice. You know, sitting in the back and watching my kids compete in junior gold, and junior gold, for those people that are listening in, that is the pinnacle of junior bowling in our, let's say, year, each year that goes around. They have one major event that bowlers from all over the country, and to be honest with you, there are more than a handful of bowlers from around the world that actually come and participate in that tournament. There's some 4,000 or 5,000 participants, different age groups, U12, U15, U18. The last 2 or 3 years, U20 boys and girls. But when you look at it, they are trying to be the best in their age group. And for those that stand tall, unfortunately, what's happened to my children over the last couple of years, they've walked away victorious. It is, I'm going to tell you right now, better than me winning a PBA title.
I think that's the ultimate accomplishment and feeling for a parent, is to seeing your kids happy and succeeding and thriving. One last question for you, Parker. You've represented Team USA. You've won gold. What is that moment like, hearing the national anthem playing, wearing the gold medal, rocking the stars and stripes? What does that mean to you to be able to represent your country like that in international competition?
I get chills once again just by you saying that. You know, the times that I have stood on the podium knowing that they are playing the national anthem, and either me, myself, or me and my teammates are a part of it. We have all put our hand in this hat and tried to make sure that we were the ones standing tall. And if it was an individual basis, my team helped me get to that point. And if it was a team basis, then we all put in equally, regardless of what our scores were. So it is just, once again, it's over the top. The chills, the feeling that I can come over right now, and are just, I hope I get that opportunity again. But each and every time I hear the national anthem, I know what it means to me, and that there puts it on a whole nother level.
There it is. That is the voice of Parker Bone III, PBA and USBC Hall of Famer with 35 career titles, which is fifth all-time, and he's got 10 more on the PBA 50 Tour. He's also a member of the advisory board for the new PBA League Bowler Certification Program. The 2023 League Bowler Certification National Championship will be coming up soon also. Parker, if bowlers or just people in general want to find out more information about the League Bowler Certification Program, where can they head to?
They got to go to the League Bowler Certification there, or check out bowlero.com. That will lead you into it. I know that the dates are the first weekend in June until about the middle of July. It's a 6-weekend-long event. The unique thing about it is you only have to sign up once to bowl a 6-game block. You're going to bowl 6 games, very much like we do out on the PBA Tour, across 6 different pairs. There's not going to be any more than 4 bowlers on your pair, which makes the pace go fairly quick, so you won't have slow bowling going on. At least you shouldn't. But more importantly, you sign up for the singles event. All 6 games are your singles. Here's the catch to it. You can sign up for the doubles, and your doubles partner can bowl 2 weeks before you or 3 weeks after you. You can sign up with team. Your teammates can all bowl different weekends. The first 3 games of this 6-game block that you're going to bowl are your doubles scores. The last 3 games of this 6-game block go towards your team score. So if you look at it, the unique thing, which is really awesome when you think about it, the fact that I can show up the first weekend and the rest of my doubles or teams, because I can bowl doubles more than once. You can sign up as many times as you want. They can come in after 4th of July and they can go and participate and have fun themselves. And obviously we can all put our scores together and hope that it's enough to win.
There you go, taking the stress out of coordinating a bunch of people needing to be in the same place at one time. Parker Bone, the PBA League Bowler Certification National Championship coming up next year in 2023. Parker, thank you so much for taking some time and joining me. Really appreciate your insights into the game and telling us a little bit more about the LBC. Thank you so much and take care.
Well, thank you. Take care. Have a great day and a good holiday.